This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Out. Oh.
It's
the same thing that happens
Wait,
all the time.
Am I on?
You're on.
I'm on.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
What
Hello.
Just happened?
I screwed up again.
Oh,
it's fine. I was trying so hard to do the perfect show. It's time to get in the running for our incredible Alice escape to see Bruno Mars in Las Vegas. Unbelievable prize. Would you like to go? I mean, ask anybody. Would you like to go to Vegas and see Bruno Mars in concert? The answer is yes. So here's how you win. Just text us this hour's code word. The word is silk, S-I-L-K. Text the word silk to the number 20357. And you'll be entered to win this incredible adventure. Jane has two more chances for you to enter today at 405 and at 505. This hour's code word, though, is silk, S-I-L-K. Text silk to the number 20357, and you will have texted us and have entered the contest, and then someone will notify you if you win.
Sounds great.
It's pretty straightforward.
Really easy.
Yes. The number is 20357.
You too can be a winner.
It's true. Truer words were never spoken. You could be a winner.
Oh, darn. I set the loud environment thing off on my watch. Again.
Because you were yelling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get
well,
excitable.
Well, it gets
I'm
so,
excitable.
It's very
really...
chaotic when, because I, you know, I feel like I did everything I needed to do. It was all set, it was ready, and I didn't press that one button. Ah! I'm not supposed to be talking about this.
707 says, thanks for the Delta Dawn song bit.
Oh.
I was singing it in my mind since I am at work with you. It was a song my mom used to sing. D, at work in Martinez, listening on. Odyssey.
Oh, on the Odyssey app. You guys are so good at this. D and Martinez listening on the Odyssey app.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Your name, where you're texting us from, or where you're from, I guess. You might not be texting us from Martinez. Maybe you work in Concord. I don't know.
Thank you, though.
Yeah. It's really good. Our textures are so funny. Yeah. There have been some really funny ones of late.
I don't even always get to them.
Oh, I know. I mean, you can't possibly.
Right.
There's
well,
hundreds of them.
As soon as we get a little more help around here, I might have a little more time, but we are very maxed out.
When's that happening?
I don't know. You tell me.
You think I know? I was asking you. This is just funny. It's dumb. Machine Gun Kelly did something I laughed at.
Oh.
Yeah. Which is kind of saying something. That guy, I'm like, ah, geez.
Oh. I kind of laugh at him a lot, though, so that doesn't necessarily.
Yeah, but I think he was actually trying to get a laugh out of me, and it worked. I think he's in one of the movies that I put up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page today. Just, it looked like a little brief cameo. It's that Jackpot movie, the one with John Cena and Awkwafina. It's
okay.
I think it's like a Amazon thing, and it's Awkwafina wins the lottery, and then if she can stay alive until sundown that day, she can have the giant jackpot. But now everyone on Earth is trying to kill her because if they do, then they get the jackpot.
It's a weird concept because I feel like, how would you get found? You only have to stay alive till night, like till dark, right? Or till midnight?
I guess. I don't know.
Are there that many people who are plugged into the fact that you won the money?
Yes, because
that's the guy.
Everybody touches their lottery card. It's like clearly in the future. When we are allowed to murder each other for money.
Right.
So everyone touches the card and then she touches it. It registers her thumbprint and her face pops up and says, "This, you're the winner." And on everybody else's card pops up. This is the winner.
That's the guy.
This is her. She's the one who won. And then she comes walking out and everyone's like trying to kill her immediately.
Right away.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, wow. I mean, it's got, you know, whoever kills her gets the money. It's hard to stay alive in that scenario. And it's legal. He's like, yeah, it's legal in California. So, you know, you can just you kill the person, take their jackpot.
Yikes.
I know. So anyway, so Machine Gun Kelly, I'm pretty sure that was the, I watched a few trailers this morning, but I'm pretty sure that was the trailer that he's randomly in. But this is not about that. This is about Machine Gun Kelly reinventing the throwing out the first pitch. Did you see this? Mm. It's pretty funny. This is something, I don't know, I'm going to say I've never seen any of you. Everyone tries. I've seen plenty of people screw it up. I saw one person, I can't remember who it was. They like tried to throw it. So they lift it up and it just goes backwards.
That's bad.
Yeah. There's a lot of pressure. So instead, he just like ran off the mound. He's getting wound up just like he's going to do it. And then everyone's, you know, taking his picture and everyone's ready to go. And then he looks around and he jumps off the mound and he's running over toward the dugout and he whips it up into the stands and the crowd goes crazy.
That's fun.
And somebody catches it, obviously, and they're all pointing at the person. It was totally fun. And I thought, oh, that's, look at that. And he does have an arm. Like, he got it up there into the stands, so.
What I think he did was smart, and I do know there are a lot of people who have extreme nerves when they're down on the, you know, the mound. They just got to get this ball to that guy. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be a problem. You did it in practice, and suddenly it goes left.
Yep.
Like, I would be absolutely incapable of not trying to hurl that mother right down the pipe into his glove.
Oh, is that perfect? Because that's what you're looking for. Well, it's further than you think, too. It's like such a long distance.
I played baseball, though, and I can still huck a good pitch in there, and I would feel like...
You would definitely F it up, though. That would be in the back of my mind. I'd be like, I refuse the opportunity to do that because I know that will be the meme of Sarah looking like a tool.
No, I would have trouble
probably
not...
Probably fall on my face.
I would have trouble not. I would think that you would, I would find myself there going, I'm going to do this. And there's going to be video of me hurling it right down the pipe. You know that sound?
Well, it sounds like.
Into the glove.
It sounds like you've thrown the glove. You've thrown down the gauntlet and somebody needs to contact you to do the first pitch.
Oh, I don't dream about it. I'm just saying I can see why, you know, that there's pressure. I've seen all the videos of the people who screw it royally up.
I know. Well, those are the ones that are, you almost want to.
Those are the ones that live forever.
They are the ones.
But I don't want that. I want the one where I get up there and just huck it.
Drill it. And they're like, oh my God, that was 103 miles an hour.
I don't know about
this guy.
I'd at least like
to. He's even got San Francisco on his arm. Let's get him.
I'd really like to hear that snap sound of it hitting the glove.
Yep.
Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll let you know when the Giants
go MGK.
Call. Yeah. It's just funny. It's a good one. By the way, I put that up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, but the Twitter links, just they're gray. I don't know. Everything else puts like a thumbnail up. I only just found this out because I just started posting to our Facebook page. Somebody else was in charge of it all these years. It's actually really disappointing when I put up a Twitter link because is a gray block that just says Twitter on it. And by the way, it says Twitter. It doesn't say X. It says twitter.com. I'm like, okay.
You know what?
That's
I
weird.
Ignored Twitter when it was called Twitter, and I ignore it
apparently
now that
it's
when it's
called
X. I have no interest whatsoever.
It's very interesting to me that the link comes up as a Twitter link. Whatever. Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll.
Early Tattoos.
Yep.
My face. Jelly Rolls, this is a weird story. And if you don't like mouth and dentistry stories, it might not be for you. Jelly Rolls dentist posted a video of Jelly Rolls teeth being redone.
Mm.
It is an up close personal look into Jelly Rolls mouth.
And does he have really bad?
Not anymore. He doesn't.
But he did.
Yes. Because he got veneers. So I want to say that they... Don't they whittle down your teeth and put veneers over them?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. So we got veneers year.
Veneer is basically just a bunch of caps, right? They just put teeth on whatever nub
you got left over there.
Right,
when somebody has a broken tooth, do they put a veneer over it? Or is it just like an implant or something? I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know enough about it, but man.
Well, he got veneers this year, so he's got a whole new set of pearly whites, and he got a few of them diamond studded.
Oh, boy.
And so there's a video. Hopefully he brushes those things because he does love his sweets. He requested like special donuts when he was in Vegas for a show last week. There's a video of that as well. I didn't put that one up. I did put the Jelly Roll Dentist video
up. Why are you
up,
leaving
though.
Us hanging on the donuts? What's wrong with you?
I don't know. You need to see it's just the donuts. They show the donuts being made. They show the donuts being brought to him. I don't know if they show him with his head like in the donut bag or something, but you know, keep those teeth brushed, Jelly. Get it, Jelly Roll, obviously. Donuts probably coming his way all the time.
Oh, right. Yeah, of course.
He is also doing ESPN's new college football anthem.
Blue Jay.
I know. Don't. It's funnier that you said Blue Jay than Hawk. We don't have to go all the way back to that story, but is that really sticking in your head?
No, I mean, it's exactly that. Jelly Roll, of course, donuts. Duh.
Right.
Taylor Hawkins. Hawk.
Yeah,
duh.
Hawk showed up. Boy, I don't know. Blue Jay?
I don't know. What do you want from me? I'm doing five jobs at once.
Listen, I think I like it better that you said Blue Jay. Because then I could go, no, a hawk.
A texter wrote in, Blue Jay? I'm like, just kill me. What do you want from me?
So Jelly Roll is going to do, I know you watch a lot of college football. I don't really pay attention to that at all. Mm-hmm. But the new college football season kicks off August 24th.
That's right.
And Jelly
Roll. Good job.
Well, it's right here in the story, Vin. It's,
okay. You know.
So Jelly Roll is doing ESPN's lead-in anthem this year. The song is called Get By. Mm. And it has ESPN used it in a teaser clip and said that Jelly will have you hyped this season. And there's a 1 minute clip of the song on Jelly Roll's YouTube page. So you can find that. I can't play you audio. I haven't figured out a way to do it.
I hope it keeps going good for him. He's
a good soul.
He seems to be a good person. He seems to appreciate the success.
And where he came from. Like, I love some of the stuff he's done with that prison, that juvie center. I'm like, that's what you do. That's fixing up your karma real nice right there.
Yeah, I agree.
Let's see here. Congratulations to Chris Stapleton, Tennessee Whiskey, which is a great song. I actually love that song. It just passed 1 billion streams on Spotify. By the way, he's only the second solo country act to accomplish that. And
Garth Brooks.
No, it's
Carrie Underwood.
No.
Zach Bryan.
Keep going. You'll never get it. I feel like this guy's kind of brand new and kind of a jerk.
Brand new and a jerk. Oh, Morgan Wallen.
Yeah.
Wallen.
So let's see here. Chris Stapleton's Tennessee Whiskey, the fourth country song.
Wait a minute. He's already hit.
Yeah. 1 billion.
Wow.
I know. So, and Tennessee Whiskey's not a new song. So that's like, you know, so for Morgan to have already jumped up there, it's crazy. So only, listen to this though, only four country songs have ever passed 1 billion streams. How many songs have passed 1 billion?
50.
700.
Oh!
I know. However, only four of those songs are country songs.
Well,
which
I'm
seems
gonna,
impossible to me, but
no, here's why what I would say. Way more people speak Spanish, so I'm gonna guess Spanish artists have made it.
Oh, I don't have a breakdown here.
You know
you
what
are,
I mean?
Yes,
like that's
right.
Probably there's you know, other languages might have
Well, we know that the Drakes and the Weeknds of the world have tons of
That's probably
songs.
One, yeah.
Maybe Gangnam Style has 1 billion.
Yes.
So the other country songs are 10,000 Hours by Dan and Shay and Justin Bieber, Meant to Be by, which we played the hell out of here on this station, by Bebe Rexha featuring Florida Georgia Line. And then so Chris Stapleton and Morgan Wallen are the only two solo acts in country to ever accomplish that. Incredible. So to celebrate, Tennessee Whiskey was added to the Billions Club. playlist on Spotify. There are 700 songs on the list. They even changed their cover to a photo of Chris.
What do a billion spins pay?
Hold the line. I'll look that up.
What do 1 billion spins streams pay the artist?
On Spotify. Pay. What does 1 billion streams? It pays about, you want to take a guess?
Ugh.
1 billion streams on Spotify.
Well, it should pay $1 billion.
I agree with you, but it doesn't. Between
$1 million.
Between $1.5 and $2.5 million.
Oh, that's good.
Is it?
Well, I mean,
nobody gets there.
I was afraid that you were going to tell me it pays $30. So I'm glad to hear it's at least some kind of.
It's significant money.
Yeah.
But it isn't enough to set you up for life. Like if you sold a million singles, you'd
The guy
get
who
more.
Runs Spotify is busy setting up himself and his future generations with the billions he's making on artists' money.
Mm, you know what I'm looking at here? So that was the AI thing that Google, you know how now it pops up an AI answer?
Oh,
have you noticed that?
Yeah,
I'm seeing another one here that says we're looking at $4.3 million. But I don't
know. That's even better.
It is. And I don't know. Oh, Calvin Harris's billion streams are worth $7 million. Mm, this is really.
It's on a graded scale of some kind.
Somebody else is saying $45,000. That seems ridiculous. Yeah, so basically we don't know the answer and we never will.
Okay.
It's like how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
Those two things aren't anything alike at all.
It's like that. Just accept it. Just lay back and accept it. Please stop fighting me. What's coming up in the news?
Lay back and take
Just
it.
Just take it like a man.
That's what you tell people?
I'm telling you.
Well, just great. We've all been hacked. I mean, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Yeah, happy Thursday. It's been a fun show today. And this part of the show is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Here are some of the things we talked about on today's show that you can find on our Facebook page. That kink quiz is up there.
Mm.
Plus Zuck's 7-foot statue of his wife. Not weird at all. Plus before and afters of Sammy Sheen's nose job and so much more.
This Alice. I'm so.
You reading text?
I was reading text. Yeah. This Alice Report is brought to you by the Saturday Morning Special, the Sarah and Vinny Show, 6 days a week. Grab your coffee and spend the Saturday morning with friends.
Hello.
Same time, same place, right here on Alice at 97.3. Weather today, same as yesterday, like mid-80s in the hot spots and down from there. Right now, we are still overcast and foggy here in downtown San Francisco, but should be nice everywhere else.
Enjoy. Summer. It's the best.
I was looking at a couple of these streaming royalty. So we were talking about streaming.
Yeah, yeah.
415 has texted in. Streaming royalties depend on the artist and their record contract. Some make out good on streaming, others not so much.
Oh, so basically the royalties go through a record company. That's problematic. Boy, it seems like everybody but artists make money off
of
art, isn't it?
It bothers
isn't
me.
It the way?
Even being at a show, you go... Oh, and so it's come to concerts are the way artists make money, and merch sales are a big part of that. But even in the parking lot, the guy selling, you know, his own merch that he made at, you know, the t-shirt shop down the street.
Stealing from the artist.
That's the artist going, wow, okay, you bought a discount shirt in the parking lot. I am not going to see any of that.
Yep. But enjoy the show, though.
Snoop was recently talking to Snoop. 408 says... Snoop was recently talking about streaming revenue. To quote him, the math ain't mathin'.
That is true. It is. It feels like the math ain't mathin'. Well said, Snoop.
Snoop, who knew he was going to become one of the biggest celebrities in the world?
I just can't get enough of that
guy. They keep showing commercials of him on the, it's not The View. What am I thinking? The Voice.
Oh.
He's one of the judges, and he's pulling the same stuff. Everybody's loving on him.
He's just great. That guy.
Can do no wrong. Okay.
It is curious, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I like him.
Yeah, sure.
But how did he cross over into Martha Stewart's
Martha Stewart world? Might have been like the head he stepped on to get up into the mainstream. Like, hey, guys, Martha likes me.
Maybe. All right. Hackers.
Okay. Please don't hack me, hackers.
I know. I'd like to say.
Have you found that hack button yet?
I know you're always looking for it. I have never found a way to. I don't. You know, I look at my computer daily. I use it all the time. I use it for my, you know, home accounting, and I shop with it a little, and I do research with it, and I read the news. But I don't know at all where to begin with the whole. Let me get into your stuff.
I know. You know, one time Riley showed me how to go to developer tools on any website I get to. And it is funny because it is a bunch of, it's a bunch of code, but you can change it, but it only changes what you're seeing on your computer.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know how you get into everybody else's computer. It's a neat trick though.
There's been yet another massive data breach.
Yay!
I know. This is one of those things that doesn't even get your blood pressure up anymore. There have been so...
Talk about lay back and just take it.
We've got... Yeah. We've gotten so many things in the mail. Sorry, we have yet again had a little data breach, and you. And here's what you should do. And you should definitely lock down everything you own because, you know, yeah. Someone's bad customers get on the dark web and find enough info about you, they can buy a car in your name and have you have to pay for it.
Right.
Anyway, at this point, is there anything that hasn't leaked online?
I have no idea.
It's just the lead into our massive data breach. This time it involves every single person's social security number and physical address.
Oh, this is fantastic. Who screwed up that one? Was it one of the three big credit agencies?
I don't know. Let's see here. National Public Data is where it was stolen from.
Oh, I love that all my info is on National Public Data.
I never agreed to have my stuff there.
None of us ever agreed to any of that stuff. And by the way, all three of those credit agencies sell your info to whoever's willing to pay for it. Like, it's no one even has to hack them. Oh,
they
so
say
aggravating.
Here, maybe this hacking group did it accidentally and they're going to return everything. I like to think of hackers as good people.
Do you?
Well, I certainly don't want to call them bad people. I don't want no trouble. You think I'm looking for trouble? I'm just a reporter here trying to get the news out.
Just lay back.
I don't want them to come for me.
Right.
They can come for you if that's what you're into.
Thanks a lot.
Go ahead and ask them.
I said they were very nice too.
Yeah. Okay. USD lowercase O D claims to have stolen 2.7 billion records earlier this year from National Public Data, which provides personal information to employers, private investigators, and others doing background checks.
Yay. Great.
That, including sensitive identification information for everyone in the United States, the UK, and Canada.
Oh my God, this is such great news, Vinny.
They say here that they tried selling it, but it ended up just being put on the dark web for free. They say it's unclear here how big the threat is.
Oh my God.
Officials are advising people to monitor their credit reports and manage their passwords effectively. Once again.
Thanks.
It's the same response to having everything we own hung out on some place.
We
can't even go and scrub it. And this goes back to, like, you see something online and you go, well, that's it. I'm calling Google. They got to take that down. That's not true. You can't.
What's the number again?
There's no number.
Huh.
You cannot just call, I don't know, Sergey at Google and be like, bro, what are you doing?
Yeah. That's weird that you can't call him.
What's with you? Like, take that crap down. That's not true.
Right.
or whatever it is. I don't know.
Sure. It's very upsetting. It's so upsetting. I can't even be upset about it because like we're all in that basket together, swimming around with our social security numbers and our addresses floating above our heads. Yay. Oh, it's such a, what a party.
Again, the headline
we gotta
is
figure something out. It's got to be like a retinal thing. It's got or some biometric that anybody can cut your finger off and use, you know, that kind of thing.
Hackers have stolen everyone's social security numbers.
Oh my God.
Great news. What's next?
You tell me.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you can't trust bears in the wood either.
Well, listen, there's problems with men and bears,
maybe
Ben.
That's
I'm not saying that you can trust bears.
Turns out it's men and bears. You don't want to run into either of them. Maybe you can find a blue jay. That guy will leave you alone.
Hackers and the dark web. Be very afraid. Or just lay back and take it.
You really are on that. Someone tell you that recently?
No, it just
kind of
bothered you.
It did bother me. Why are you? Why would you ever say that to someone?
Just don't fight with
me. Lay back and take it.
Just take it like a man.
Stinky feet.
Yeah.
Can be offensive.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
A 48-year-old man in Iowa named David Carpenter was arrested for attempted murder after he shot his father in the face late Sunday night. They say his dad's going to be fine. Well, I don't know about fine, but he's going to live. But he's also someone who was shot in the face by his own son. I don't think you're ever fine after that.
How? What size bullet? Are we talking like a BB gun here? Like, clocked him in the forehead? Like,
gauge of bullet, Sarah, but
well,
I'm going to guess it was a 22. Something small.
It just grazed the side of his head?
At the hospital, the father told police he and his son were arguing about his stinky feet before the shooting. And the son backed that up.
The dad was like, I am not putting my shoes back on.
It looks like the guy with the stinky feet was the shooter.
Oh, as in the dad was like, you got to go wash those stank ass hooves of yours.
David was in the living room with his father who was in a motorized scooter. And his father said, man, your feet stink. It ignited a larger heated argument. At some point, David went into the other room and got his gun and came back and pointed it at his father's face. He says, I accidentally pulled the trigger, though I wasn't trying to shoot him.
But the whole pointing the gun in his face was the... That's...
Yikes.
Over his own stinky feet.
That is... That's a lot.
That is a lot.
I mean, really. Our text number is 800-400-3697. S&V, Sheryl Crow is really having a tough time with streaming. She's in financial trouble. Health issues keep her from touring. And she says that streaming money doesn't pay the bills and said that people don't buy physical albums anymore. This is a huge loss in revenue for all artists. I love Crow's music. Sarah, please sing. What? Delta Dawn to sign off. What does that have to do with Sheryl Crow, though? Nothing, I guess.
Nothing, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear Sheryl Crow is having financial trouble. She should have
she should have all the money.
Like multi.
She should be okay.
She was releasing records when records did sell.
Oh yes, she was.
And those are the artists that
I feel like 30 years of records she's got.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about them nearly as much as you have to worry about that new artist that's just trying to break in.
Right.
That's the person who's like,
oh, so there's no money in music. I get it.
Whoops.
Okay.
I didn't know.
And yet everybody's like, I pay monthly for services that provide music to me. And I do feel like I would like that money. I would like 99% of that money to go to the people who make music. How do
Agreed.
I make that happen?
I don't know. You know, that's like the, I'm not on there, but it's Spotify. It like that's that guy's whole business is on these artists' music.
Yeah, well, it's all for him to hide his millions.
I didn't realize though that somehow the contract signed that you signed with your record label tells you how much you'll get paid.
I didn't either
per stream,
right?
Because if you didn't think
like
to add that in there, if
I want
someone
all
didn't,
the streaming money. How about that?
Yikes.
And they're like, that's all the money there is, and we're splitting that with you because we promote you. And we recorded your record for you or something.
I work for a federal government agency, says 415, and they lost all my personal data. You can't replace your social security number. They gave me credit monitoring.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I love the credit monitoring thing. I think that's really helpful. And then recently I had to unfreeze my credit and that took all day. It was great.
That's exactly right. 415 says, thanks. I've locked all three credit reporting agencies. This should help lock new credit accounts. Yeah, including yours when you want to go get one.
Yeah, then it's really tough.
It's a big, giant. Oh, someone says, Sheryl Crow's worth $70
million. Well, she's got a GoFundMe. She wants all your money. Maybe it's a fake.
Come on.
I'm kidding. I don't know if she has that. But it's look, though, whatever she's got, she's not wrong that people aren't getting paid for the streams. But yeah, if she has 70 million.
A tough time. That's not a tough time.
No.
415 says, no, Vin, you did agree to have it on there. It was Disney's Plus's terms and services in small print. No, I understand that that's their argument against having served this allergic person. And I also would argue a person with severe allergies. And someone even wrote in, why don't they have an EpiPen?
If she's that seriously allergic.
But, you know, my daughter has some health challenges and we have to make all her food.
Yep.
Because
so you bring food with you when you're going places.
It's just the way it is. Mm-hmm. It's not even a debate. We know certain places we can go where certain things are going to be clean. But otherwise, we don't play games with it. And I wouldn't think a person with allergy. I'm starting to come to Sarah's side. That husband murdered her.
Oh, is that a text?
No.
Oh, you're just saying you're starting
to. I'm just
to go.
Goofing around.
Well, the thing is, like, how old you? When I hear husband and wife, I think of adults.
Yeah.
And I don't know how old these people are, but I do feel like if someone's been living with a major nut and milk allergy, like they do know how to handle it, and if it's that bad, they do have something with them. Like it's, I think it's fishy. But I'm always thinking that people are murdering each other. So.
Just on a totally separate aside, and you were there that day.
Yes.
I ordered a raspberry lemonade.
I do, yeah.
That's what I wanted. Lemonade?
It said
with some
raspberry lemonade.
Raspberry lemonade. That thing had vodka or something in it. I took a sip of it, felt it on my tongue, and went, oh, and pushed it away. That's on me.
We all freaked. It's not on you,
but
though.
But it is. That's yeah, I have to take responsibility for what I put in my head hole.
That was a scary moment.
And it taught
moment.
Me a valuable lesson. I'm way more careful now when I, there's something I have a specific need. I can't have that. And I got to be more careful about what I put in my mouth.
Were you scared after you tasted
yeah,
it?
Because I didn't know if that was going to undo me. You know, it's like one of those things where you, if you haven't experienced it, what happens next?
Do you go talk to someone? Like, what do you do?
I've talked to people about,
no, but about that particular
in that
thing.
Moment, what I did was push it away and try not to overreact. And then, you know, I have other things I do to stay on course and I keep it up. It's my responsibility to keep that stuff up. I'm not saying she killed herself. I'm just saying you think they'd be more careful about what they eat. This is a Disney lawsuit that's
right.
going this around.
Lady asked, is this nut and dairy free? I have a severe allergy. And they said, yep, it should be fine. And it wasn't. She died.
A competent attorney would have Disney contract laughed out of court. So they're good. Okay. Right.
It does seem ridiculous that you, whatever you clicked agree to get Disney Plus on your TV would have anything to do with whether or not somebody at Disney served you something that killed you.
Yeah. Corporations are out in front of all the possibilities,
and
aren't they?
Their pockets couldn't be deeper. That's the problem with trying to sue a corporation. They are just too rich.
Well, certainly Disney is.
Yep. Oh, and they don't even have to pay a lawyer. They're already paying them. They've got a law department.
We're out of time.
We are.
Hey, thanks for being here.
Oh, I thought you were going to do some more texts.
No, we are really out of time.
We are.
We got to go.
Listen, next time we talk to you, it's going to be Friday.
Thank you.
Delta Dawn.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.